This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, coming to you from a pretty rainy Cape Town in South Africa. Trust me, I'm not complaining. I've been telling you about this massive drought we've had for the last few months here in the Mother City. And the good news is it has been raining nonstop for the last couple of days. So, yeah, more of the same, please. We definitely need it. But some massive storms last week as well. Incredible, incredible storms. Massive wildfires as well. It's been absolutely chaos here in the Western Cape. But things seem to have settled down a bit. And we are definitely loving the rain. One thing that has arrived as well is the man flu. I've been flat on my back for the last 5 days too. It probably wasn't the best of time to give up coffee either. I'm a huge coffee fan. I probably drink way too much. So I decided, you know what, it might be worth a bit of a break. And I've gone cold turkey. Man alive, caffeine addiction is a real thing. Let me tell you, I feel like I've been hit by an absolute bus. Between the man flu and stopping coffee, I have been absolutely nowhere. So the podcasts do keep coming, thankfully. But yeah, between podcasting and anything else, I am flat on my back in bed. So I'm going back to bed after this. We've got an awesome, awesome chat today. We're chatting some nutrition. We head back to Australia to catch up with our next guest on the podcast, who we spoke to a few times, Damien Code. Yeah, he's got some cool tips to share about his Ironman nutrition today. But before we get into that, just to tell you that this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels. Every now and again, a truly unique product comes along. For far too long, triathlon nutrition has been pretty much more of the same. Sugar-laden bars and drinks, a little bit of salt and caffeine thrown in there. Sound familiar? Well, for the last 3 years, a new company called Spike Free has been developing and testing several endurance sport fuel products. They're designed to train your body to use fat for fuel, enabling you as a triathlete to go longer and avoid the dreaded spike or bonk. They contain no sugars, honey, syrups, sugar alcohols, wheat, oats, and chia protein, which also helps avoid gut and GI distress, which is very common in endurance sport. The product is called S Fuels, and more triathletes are starting to use them now, and so can you. S Fuels was recently launched in the ultra running space, I must tell you, and the response has been phenomenal. If you're in the United States and you would like to try S Fuels out, we'll send you a free box. All you need to do is click on the link in your podcast player or on the show notes for this episode of the Kona Edge, and we'll send you a box. All you need to do is cover the shipping, okay? Alternatively, what you can do is just text the word S-Fuels to 44222, and I'll text you the details right back on how you can get that box. That's S-Fuels, S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition now. We head back to Cairns to touch base with Damien Code. Damien, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. We've touched on it briefly, but haven't spoken in too much depth about nutrition. It's a vital part to any Ironman performance, and it's played a big part in yours. I think your first Ironman, you had some issues, and obviously you've worked on it and seem to have got that balance right.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I'd have to say, my first one, energy-wise, I was fine with my nutrition. It was just I couldn't really resist the urge to venture into the rest cubicles a few times. So, and that I did actually do that and one or two other Ironmen after that race. But touch wood, I've got it under control. But I can't tell you anything specifically that I've done in terms of changes for that, but I think I, you know, I've taught myself how to wee on the bike comfortably, finally. But you know, that's nothing that is any enlightenment to anyone. But I'm not really a I'm not a nutritionist, and I think it's a very individual thing. So I reckon that that's really something that each person needs to really spend some time working out what's best for them, because it's certainly an important factor, if not the most important factor. And it's fortunate for me that I tend to be a bit of a garbage guts, and I tend to just shove anything in my, you know, on the race, particularly on the run. I just grab anything from the aid stations and eat. I eat a lot. I will drink a lot. I run the aid stations, but I make sure I grab everything I can. I don't think the volunteers at the aid stations particularly like me, because I'd probably leave the place in an absolute mess after I've gone past. But yeah, I think that the only advice I can give to anyone really on nutrition is to, if you are sensitive to particular foods and you cramp easily or you sweat a lot, or if you can't handle solids, or for that matter even gels because of the particular content in it, then you need to really sit down and work out what you need to do, because it's such an easy thing to work out, and it makes such a big difference in the actual race. So, yeah, I mean, I eat a few bars on the ride, probably a gel every hour, and drink as much Gatorade or whatever's on offer on the course throughout. Keep my fluids up. But yeah, that's about it as far as what I do. And then on the run, take something at every aid station.
I love it. I mean, you're so right that nutrition is an experiment of one. You need to figure out what works for you. And I, as much as we like to give ideas on the podcast, you need to really sit down and work it out for yourself. How deliberate are you when it comes to nutrition? You mentioned sort of like a gel maybe every hour on the bike. Are you one of those guys that sets a time almost and you religiously do that? Or do you go by feel? How do you sort of approach it on race day?
Yeah. That's a good point. I think you can't really go by feel. You need to try and get that food in you on the race. You need to look at the course on the race in particular with the bike when it's, you know, there might be some sections where it's going to be hard to do any eating or drinking. But, I would say that I don't have timers. I don't have a set plan down to the, you know, down to the minute of when I should be taking on food or hydration. But I know that I'll finish a couple of liters of electrolytes each hour, and I know that I'll probably eat at least one or two gels each hour, and maybe, you know, half a Cliff Bar, maybe two Cliff Bars in total on the ride. So whether I do that over the whole ride or whether I get more into me in the first half of the ride and less in the second half, that might be a little bit on feel, but luckily for me, I've always felt like eating, and I always enjoy eating. So, I do make sure I get, I'm well set up for the run as far as, being, fuel storage goes.
And then as far as tinkering goes, how much do you actually tinker on your nutrition strategy, or are you pretty satisfied with the way things are, or are you always trying to improve it?
No, I guess that's one area where I haven't sort of messed with since maybe my second Ironman, Brad. I just throw my my nutrition bars into my bento box. So I tape or pack my gels that I think I need. I put my mixes in my bottles and set it all up on race morning and then forget about it. And I never really worry about it the week leading up to it. I obviously do take in the conditions on race day weather-wise, so I will perhaps adjust things a little bit during the race if the conditions are a little more adverse. So, you know, but that's, you know, it's, for me, aid stations are always there and I know I can eat whatever they provide. So there's never any concern that I'm going to be left high and dry.
Brilliant. Well, Damien, thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to following your progress to Kona 2017 and beyond. Best of luck, and we look forward to chatting soon. And hopefully we can come to Cairns, because that's definitely one of the Ironman races that I think everyone should have on their bucket list. It's an incredible place and a phenomenal race.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me on your chat show. So it's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, a massive thank you to our sponsor for this episode of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S Fuels. If you're in the US, get a free box of S Fuels bars sent to you. Simply click in the link below or text the word S Fuels to 44222. That's SFUELS to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.